So, Councillor Dornan, you're from the Alliance Party, councillor here in Lisburn, and you spoke up after the initial proposal of the motion tonight from Paul Given about trying to convey the freedom of Lisburn onto the Orange Order, or the Grand Lodge. What were your feelings about the kind of the process and the, I guess, the timeliness and the decency of this venture?
Well, I think our fundamental concern is that this proposal is actually divisive within the community. The Orange Order has a lot of change to make before it would be appropriate, in our view, for it to be given freedom of the city. Now, I absolutely accept that a lot of organisations, churches, voluntary organisations, the Orange Order, do an awful lot of good work as a byproduct or as part of their agenda. I don't take that away from the Orange Order at all. And the point being made by those proposing this really was that the Orange Order did a lot of community service. I think our concern is that many organisations do good things, and why would we single out the Orange Order for this honour? Now, we have some fundamental concerns. First is, the Order isn't actually open in its membership to every member of the community. As I understand it, if you're Catholic or if you're non-Christian, you can't be a member. I secondly think that there's a difficulty, which is a very significant one, in relation to its political role. It's quite a political organisation, that's quite legitimate, but it has had a long political role, and it still exerts considerable political influence. And I'm not sure that it's, in fact I'm quite certain that it's not appropriate for a very political organisation to be given freedom of a city. The final point I would want to pick up on, if I could remember it.
I believe you're going to tell
me about funerals. It is actually the issue of respect for other for other traditions. And we had the rather unfortunate situation not very long ago where Tom Elliott was reported for disciplinary investigation in relation to attending a Catholic funeral. Now, our society has moved on tremendously, and the view in our society is that you should show proper respect. We feel that that type of response does not show respect. You could draw a parallel with the GAA. The GAA does massive good work. It blotted its copybook, in our view, for quite a long time by its ban on security forces personnel. It lifted that ban, and that, I think, has been good for the GAA and good for the whole community. The Orange Order needs to really rethink its position as well.
There's a couple of things to pick up on there. If Sinn Féin tonight had proposed that the GAA should be given the freedom of the city because they have lots of youth work going on and they're proposing lots of sport, kind of facilitating that. Would you have had the same difficulties in kind of reacting to the timeliness and the appropriateness of the GAA?
Well, I think it's a matter that would have required very considerable consideration. You would have to work out whether that proposal, whether the GAA was an exceptional organisation within the Lisburn community. You'd have to also examine, would that proposal have overwhelming support in our community? You know, organisations like the Ambulance Service have received freedom of the borough. Notable individuals have received freedom of the city. So we would need very considerable discussion, and I'm not sure that you would not at this stage be proposing freedom of the city for the GAA or the Presbyterian Church or the Catholic Church.
Or the Alliance Party.
Or the Alliance Party, most certainly not.
In terms of the next stage, were you happy with the kind of procedure tonight as to how the kind of proposing and seconding and getting into committee went?
Well, I felt we were progressing to an equality impact assessment rather too quickly. I felt there needed to be some basic open discussion around the council as to whether this was the right way to go.
So perhaps with the full council tonight?
Yes, I think there should have been an open discussion. And then, if members had felt that it should progress on, at least there'd been discussion. But three councillors, I think, did speak expressing concerns in the end. But I had some difficulty in speaking initially, though the mayor, in fact, did give me permission to speak. So I had my say, and I can't complain because I had my say. But I certainly did not feel it was appropriate to move on as quickly without a lot more significant discussion.
I mean, I guess the next stage is it's going to go to the Corporate Services Committee, and they'll get to look at the impact, the quality impact and so on. They may figure out that there are no women in this organisation, but the mayor may not come to that conclusion. Do you think that... are you happy that that's the kind of process and that's the right process from now on?
That's a fairly basic test of any legislation or policy. I mean, it must not have an issue in relation to equality impact. It must not, you must be understand what the effect is and ensure that it's not a significant disadvantage. But that's a fairly minimal test. I would have thought that the overriding issue is it the right thing for the Orange Order to have freedom of the city? Is the Orange Order an exceptionally good organisation in what it contributes? And would it have overwhelming support from the community? And I think that case is not established.
Was it odd that the SDLP didn't turn up tonight and hence weren't part of that vote?
Well, I understand that some members of the SDLP were on holiday, but I regret that there was no presence.
Because effectively the UUP and DUP voted for and the Alliance and Sinn Féin voted against.
And the Alliance, Sinn Féin and the Independent voted against.
That's right.
Okay. I think it would have been useful to have had an opportunity for full discussion. The issue only went on the agenda quite recently, and I don't know what the logistics were for the SDLP, but I would have been very interested in an SDLP view on the issue.
Okay. Well, Councillor, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.